The police practice known as asset forfeiture is under mounting scrutiny in Kentucky. State legislators have filed two separate bills in recent weeks focused on forcing law enforcement agencies to disclose more about the cash and property they seize. Jake Ryan with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting has found the number of agencies complying with the law is on the rise.
The Graymore Devondale Police Department is a small agency that works out of a renovated ranch house off Westport Road in eastern Louisville. Chief Grady Throneberry says they patrol, they respond to calls.
But we're in a less active part of the community, so we don't probably do as much as some areas.
Especially when it comes to drug investigating. But in May 2018, an officer found $1,000 in the glove box of a vehicle driven by a man suspected of trafficking weed. They seized it, and for the first time reported to the state's Justice and Public Safety Cabinet. Throneberry says his department often calls in other agencies for drug cases, so he assumed they reported whatever was seized in his jurisdiction. And he just didn't know it was required.
My suspicion is that most agencies didn't know about this requirement.
He found out about the law at a recent state training. Police and sheriff's associations also started pushing agencies to get in compliance. And this all comes in the wake of a 2018 KYCIR investigation that found few agencies reported how much they seized. Since then, state data shows the number of agencies disclosing what they seize has more than doubled. Last year, Kentucky agencies seized $13 million. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Jake Ryan.